And you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Today we're going to be talking with our good friend and guest, Bud Bernstein. He is the head of New England Law Publishers, which produces the HR Main Convention, the Strategic HR Convention up in New Hampshire, and also the Comp Summit. So three great events that have happened in 2014 and actually been happening for years. But we're going to be talking about what's happening in 2015, the successes of 2014, and just have an all-around good topic of conversation with Bud. So, Bud, welcome to the show.
Hey, David, thank you, and almost a Happy New Year to you.
You're absolutely correct. It is almost that time. You know, it's interesting, as we talk about some of the conventions that have happened for 2014, I got to tell you, you know, I've been going to these events now for about 5 years, and I got to tell you, this was probably one of the strongest years that I have seen in terms of the conventions, both from a main HR perspective and certainly from a strategic convention. What do you see as the driving force that continues to build upon this success?
Well, easy answer and true answer is a fabulous audience that kind of inspires us. The other thing that maybe has changed over the last couple of years is I've been doing some reading and studying of people who work in the artistic field and who are curators at museums and for universities and for other sources. And I've started thinking a little differently about what works on a stage here versus there, and how you mix and match programs when you're running concurrent sessions. So I think it's a great audience and maybe a little bit more creativity on our part.
Well, it is an element of theater as well as learning, isn't it? There is a connection between engaging the audience and keeping them looking for more, right, as well as providing incredible world-class content.
Yeah, there's something to that, and some of the great fun my team has and our friends have is they're helping us discover speakers. Or, you know, we get to spend our evenings with popcorn watching TED Talks and 99U Talks and various things that are really at our disposal now because of the internet. And we just find some of the most amazing people and then figure out some clever way to convince them to come to Maine or New Hampshire to join our stage.
Yeah, I think it's made a difference. I mean, it's certainly in the last couple of years, some of the people you've brought in are going to be bringing back, which we'll talk about in terms of some of the conventions that's happening this year, have really made a difference in terms of their impact to the audience. You can hear it when you're at the convention. You can hear them talking about the excitement that it's driven. Do you see that energy continuing to build?
Yeah, I one of the things we do, not only are we curating these events more realistically now, we're working with the speakers in advance to make sure they get in-house for a day or two before they're actually going on stage. So, you know, I guess in the business world you call it breaking down the silos. Well, that way they are familiar with what we're all about, and more important, they are familiar with the people in the audience. They've had a chance to chat with them, see what will make their presentations really sparkle on stage.
Yeah, I know it's always important when you have a speaker that understands the audience, right? They can connect better, and they can really bring forward examples and things that are relevant rather than just general topics in whole.
Yeah. You saw a few of them just a couple weeks ago when you were with us at the Mount Washington Hotel. I've got my three favorites, and I think I even asked you who your favorites were, and I think you liked Margaret Heffernan, as I recall.
Absolutely, she was fantastic. You could go down through and say, you know, anybody really connected with the audience. There wasn't really a disconnect. You know, certainly there are some that are more, if you want to call it, entertaining, and there are topics that are always more interesting to each individual person. That's natural. Mm-hmm. But I think that they all connected well in terms of the audience that was there. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it going in 2015? What are some of the things that, and we're going to go down by each, you know, venue here shortly, but where do you see some of the direction for 2015 coming?
Well, first of all, for the main HR convention, we're celebrating our 20th year, so it's going to be a big anniversary party. But putting that aside, for content, I think we're going to further just what we said, that we're trying to drive world-class speakers to our stage, convince them to come to Maine, New Hampshire, and perhaps some other venues in the region. And second, we're trying to get them to tie into our theme of making a difference. That's been our thing for a few years. I guess, in a sense, it's not different, but we're just pushing a little more, because when HR functions well, the rest of the organization thrives. And, you know, the professionals in our audience are so well-positioned. They don't always know it, but they are so well-positioned to make a difference in the business direction, strategic planning of their organization, and in the lives of their employees, and maybe even more important, indirectly, in the lives of the communities in which these employers thrive and provide a paycheck.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that I've been asked, and certainly you may have heard of, is a lot of the things happening with SHRM today. And from a macro perspective, I know that there are people that are asking about credits having to do with their PHR, their SPHR, the GPHR, and now these new SHRM credits that are going to be needed. Do you see any changes happening with the convention this year or anything so that individuals will know in 2015 they'll still be able to get credits as they need for their certifications?
Yeah, and maybe not all the audience is aware, but SPHR and PHR are the designations and certifications that have been in the industry for quite a long time, and now there's a new kid on the block. Well, really, from an old kid on the block, SHRM is offering their own designations now. So there are two sets, and there are two slightly different standards for how these recertifications are awarded for both organizations. SHRM's being new, we don't fully have all the information yet on what's required for recertification, but it looks like a format that we can easily comply with. And so I suspect, with a 99.9% degree of certainty, that our programs will be offering recertification credits both for SPHR and PHRs through the HRCI format and for the new SHRM credits as well.
No, that's great, because I think that that's, you know, some of the questions that have come out, and I've been to some events where they're explaining all this, and it's fine. I understand that the organizations change and they morph and they decide what they're going to do. But I think from a convention standpoint or an event standpoint, I think people just want to know that they're still going to be able to get what they need, whether it be they take one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is going to play out over a few years. There's obviously a little bit of stress in the community about these new designations and how they relate to the old ones. So people are still figuring things out. It's the old, you know, change isn't always easy kind of concept, and that change may or may not be fully defined yet. But, you know, our attendees or folks who are thinking of going can rest assured that we will do everything possible to get them the credits they need for their professional designations.
That's great. We're talking, of course, with Bud Bernstein, and he, of course, runs the main HR convention, the Strategic HR New England Convention, and the Workers' Comp Summit here in Maine and New Hampshire. So let's start with the big one, the next one coming, the 20-year anniversary of the Maine HR Convention on May 5 through 8, 2015, at the Samerset Resort in Rockport, Maine.
Wow.
Bud, well, I mean, I got all the deal here. We're ready. We're excited. I know we're going to be there. I know you're going to be there. Tell us what are some of the exciting fun things.
Aren't you good? You're on the program faculty.
I am on the faculty this year. I know. I know. I wrote something up and you liked it. I mean, that's really...
Yeah, well, you're actually doing one of our new directions at this conference. We're adding some what we're calling solution centers at the lunch hour. They're a little more informal, but they're meant to get directly to a point of interest where people can gather with an expert and deal with a subject matter specific to their needs. And in your case, I think it has something to do with some interesting recruiting techniques that you and your pal Rick Dacry have.
That's exactly correct. We are going to be partnering together on talking about recruiting techniques. I appreciate you bringing that up, and we're excited.
I know you're not the only one. It is a 56-person faculty.
Oh, it's wonderful,
so
though. I'm excited.
There are 54 other folks, of whom about 45 have been chosen. So we don't have every last piece in place, but most of them are. And boy, there's some really good stuff about to happen. I just turned the staff loose, my friends loose, my partner Mark loose at home, and I found this speaker on my own. I called Mark and said, wow, I found this woman. She's been an executive and chief legal counsel for Starbucks in Seattle for 10 or 12 years. She's now forming a rhythm and blues band, And she used to work for Dell Computers, and she's jumped out of airplanes for the Army and Navy. He told me, he said, "Oh, are you talking about Paula Boggs from Seattle?" I said, "Oh, did you just find her yourself online?" He said, "No, went to school with her." So,
oh my gosh,
it was just
really?
That little connection, and we have this amazing woman coming to talk about career development and a very interesting path she has chosen that might pertain to us. So, kind of fun.
No, that's going to be fantastic, and that's a very interesting topic, and she's going to be great, I'm sure.
Yeah, and someone we've been looking at for a while, Janine Emsick from Omaha, is going to join us. And she started in HR in Chicago way back when, but she's had kind of an interesting path since, from teaching in Burma to founding a university in war-torn Republic of the Congo in Africa. And she's just a real visionary. She's going to talk to us about ethics and the power of walking your talk. So that's going to be some great fun. The one other thing we've added, too, is I think you saw it in the beginnings of what we were doing at the Strategic Conference in New Hampshire, which we'll talk about in a little while. But I'm trying to bring in a team of HR superstars from around the country to come and talk and inspire people about the work they do that might be a little different than the work we do day-to-day here. So I have Joy Rothschild, who is the Chief Human Resources Officer of Omni Hotels out of Dallas, coming. You saw
her. Yeah, she was fabulous.
Wasn't she
great? She was fabulous.
Yeah, and we paired her with Giovanni Twigg from IDEX here in Westbrook.
Yes.
And many of your listeners probably have seen at least pictures of IDEX's spectacular New World campus. I've had the tour. It really blows you away what they've done there. So he's going to kind of give us a tour and tell us about how they've partnered with Intermed, for example, to provide some amazing quality health care on site to their employees, or how they've partnered with a local health and wellness center that set up shop within, or you know, how they offer cooking classes or tend to the gardens outside the building. So it will be really good stuff.
No, that's fabulous. I mean, I think it's always great when we can hear about innovative ideas, right? That's what this is about, innovative ideas, about learning about new ways. I mean, that's what makes this convention so exciting. So give us a tease before we end here on the HR convention part, the main HR convention. What's the big 20 thing going to happen, bud? Come on, we want to know.
Well, we don't have all the pieces in place. We just know this. If you're in the audience, there are going to be some amazing big prizes given away every day. We're not going to turn this into a game show, but we just figured there's really a need to celebrate the wonderful people, many of whom have been with us for all 20 years. So,
no, you're absolutely
back
right.
Back when my hair was black.
And now it's just pure white, right?
Yeah, something like that.
We're talking with Bud Bernstein from Law Publishers and the main HR convention, Strategic HR New England Convention and Workers' Comp Summit. The next one that's coming up after that is the Workers' Comp Summit, and that again is at the Samerset Resort in Rockport. It's going to be from August 30th to September 1st, 2015. Bud, what's happening with Comp Summit in 2015?
Well, this is the annual, and it's in its 22nd or 23rd year, annual workers' comp conference for the state of Maine. And it's a bit different than most other workers' comp programs that exist in the other states, in that it plays to all segments of the workers' comp audience. So if you went to Idaho, you might see there's a conference for the attorneys that handle comp, or there may be a separate conference for the medical community or the administrators or the insurers or the employers. In our case, we try to bring everyone together under one roof, under the billing of a collaborative approach to workers' comp. It's a system that is a legal system, and within that there's some inherent conflicts, and there always will be in individual cases and in the direction of the comp system in the state. But we try to present a civil forum for people who are on opposing sides of the fence when it comes to a particular case or workers' comp in general, to be under a roof for 2 or 3 days to get to know each other better and to listen to some quality speakers, help them try to think of some new ways to deal with workplace injuries, the impact on individual employees' lives, the impact on the businesses in which they work. And we're very lucky that in this endeavor to have the executive director of the Workers' Comp Board, Paul Signolfi, be an active participant, both in the concept and in the specific nature of the programming. So that really helps make a difference for us.
No, it's a unique conference. It's well done. I've certainly been there a couple of times. I think it is a strong format for this event. And it certainly is something that is different, that is not what is done in other places. You know, as we talk about the last conference of the year that you have together, it's the Strategic HR New England Conference. This, of course, is up at the Omni Mount Washington Hotel in Brenton Woods, New Hampshire. It's going to be on October 27th through 29th in 2015. But I don't know how you build upon last year's event. It was really, 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 really good.
Yeah, this conference is sort of the new kid on the block for us. The others are in their 20s. We're just heading into year four here, and so it's, you know, it's sort of the new passion in the office, and we will find a way to make it better. It is a little early in the process to announce a full lineup, but, you know, believe it or not, we've already landed a couple of unique speakers, and that's what we try to do here. This is different from our other conferences, and it's very different from most strategic HR and business conferences around the country, both in terms of the setting and the way it's set up. So imagine a three-day event where you go away to a fabulous retreat. You know, you can still get phone calls in. It's not that remote, but that you start out with a day of big ideas on the stage, then you work through strategies the next day, and then the final day is just the bring-it-home tips and techniques so that the value of the conference comes home with you. So that's the way we're driving that. And we try to bring in some of the speakers who might be a bit beyond the normal pale of HR. So, for instance, we have already signed up a Jarrett Krasoska. You can check out a fabulous TED Talk he's done. He's the author of a children's book series called The Lunch Ladies. And believe it or not, it ties directly into HR and the value of human beings and the value of a good job and the value of respect and dignity.
No, that's amazing. I think it's going to be so much fun. This conference has so much excitement and building upon it. I mean, I just, as I said before, it's probably one of the better conferences I've been, bar none, across the last few years that I've gone to these conferences. That doesn't mean the others haven't been great, but it just really connected with the audience, and the buzz was fabulous.
Oh, thank you, David.
You know, I tell you, you guys got a great team there at MaineHR.com, and I would encourage everyone, by the way, to go to MaineHR.com to check out all three conferences. But you have a great team. You have Heather, of course, your marketing and PR director. You have DJ, faculty liaison, Becky, your human resource and office manager, and Chanel, of course, the 21st century liaison. A great team you've pulled together. You know, tell me a little about how important it is that your team connects with the audience themselves.
Well, it's kind of critical. We're not your ordinary business. We were just talking about this yesterday at a staff meeting, but imagine you were at a workplace where all your hopes and dreams and your strategic planning and your implementation and your creative energy and the rollout and the financial results and the reputation you build, all of that is based on 11 days of activity during the course of the year. So we have just this amazing amount of pressure on us, and the only way you can pull that off in a small organization of five or six people is to have some really great people with different talents, which we certainly have, but more important, to have these great partnerships with other businesses, with the HR community, with the SHRM chapters, with our business partners. And somehow, with the help of people like Heather Bassett and the rest of our team, we've been able to pull that off. By the way, no one can steal any of these employees away from us, David.
Of course not. They're very dedicated. There's no question to it, and I know them all personally. They're all great people. You know, I got to tell you, it's been great talking with you again today. MaineHR.com is the place to go. We appreciate you guys as a sponsor of the HR Power Hour. I encourage everyone to go check out the Maine HR Convention, the Strategic HR New England Convention, and the Workers' Comp Summit coming up for 2015. Bud, thank you for being on the show.
David, a pleasure as always.
Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.